everybody. Welcome back to another episode of Car Rides for Better Business. I'm your host, Justin Nagel. And it is cold outside. I'm talking the past 2 days in Chicago, like the average temperature is negative 20. That's before the wind chill. But luckily, we are heating up. By the end of the day, we should be at 0 degrees. That's air temperature. So all this cold that's kind of running through the Midwest, and Chicago in particular, has got me thinking, what do you do to warm up? What do you do to warm up prospects that have gone cold? So three tools that you can use when you're thinking about, this prospect went cold on me. They just ghosted me and kind of went out of nowhere. First, what are you actually saying to them? Do you know the relevance? Are they relevant to you? Did they just kind of figure out that, like, oh, actually the thing that they're offering is just not what I need? So I'm just going to kind of fade into the background. Because if that's what they've thought, maybe the relevance that you have is not there. So, like, you know, if you're selling e-commerce services to help somebody's e-commerce shopping cart, if you do that, but the company that you're going after doesn't have an e-commerce site and doesn't want to have an e-commerce site, then maybe it's not the best fit, right? So maybe the relevance that you're looking at doesn't make sense. Obviously, that's a little drastic, because if you're doing that, then there's some other issues that you should probably think about. But nonetheless, that's a thought, right? So is the relevance of why you should be talking to this person there? Second, when you do get to talk to this person, make sure that you're adding value then. Not just, oh, become our client, then we'll give you value. No, always add value now. So when you're in a conversation with somebody, if they're talking about SEO struggles, give them a tip. Say, hey, well, you know, if you don't have my Google My Business set up the right way with your address, it's really hard to get SEO local, you know, near me searches that'll pop to you. So make sure that you are being relevant in that regard as well. Make sure that you're relevant to what they need, but as well as what's the value you're giving them, and make sure that you give them that value right there. Obviously, don't sell off the whole farm or anything like that, but make sure that you're giving the value to them. It's not about the wait, and then give value. It's the give value now. That's the way to do it. You have to show, you know, it's all about, let me show you that immediately I can be helpful to you. That's the key. So that's the second tip. So you got relevance. So make sure that you're actually talking to somebody that gives a shit about what you want to sell them or help them with. B, make sure you just give them some value right off the bat. Show them that you're there, you're serious, you want to help them, and give them advice that will actually be helpful. And three, try a different medium, right? So if you've been calling this person, you can't get through to them because they've got the, I don't answer the phone, I completely let it go to voicemail, or I have a admin that shuts you down, or however that is, send an email. Send a LinkedIn message. Try a different vertical. Send them a package that says, open before Christmas. I don't know, something that'll get their attention. Because sometimes they just need a bump, right? And then in that attention-getting medium, so if it is a Christmas package or a package that says open before Christmas, make sure that there's some value in there. Don't just send, hey, give me a call. That's not going to do it for you, right? So what you want to do is you want to make sure that when you go to this other medium, you don't lose sight of what you would be doing if you were talking to them on the phone. And if you've just been communicating via email, give them a call. Like, that's the way to do it, right? So you want to make sure that anytime you get a new prospect, that you can hit them on multiple verticals. It'll allow you to, in the future, be able to reach out to them in different ways. Or if you know they're part of a networking group, next time that there's an event, make the relevance of, hey, are you going to the cocktail mixer on Wednesday? I was thinking about going, but I wasn't sure, and I just wanted to make sure that somebody there I knew, right? So something as easy as that has nothing to do with business, and then you'll know, oh, you're going to be there. Or if you can see the guest list of that networking event and you know they're going to be there, boom, that's another time where you can use that different medium of how I get it in front of somebody. So the tips in regards to warming up your prospects after they've gone cold, because it's the polar vortex of sales, be relevant. So make sure whatever you're talking about, they care about, like they have some interest in, and they're not, it's not just completely randomly cold nonsense. Two, add value when you do get a hold of them, when you do talk to them or you do email them. Make sure you're adding value immediately. If that's giving a facelift of their LinkedIn, or if it's hey, let me look at your contract and give you an hour free contract if I'm a lawyer, whatever it is, add that value immediately. And then three, try to hit them at different angles. Oh, well, email isn't working. Give them a call. Calling isn't working. All right, hit up LinkedIn. LinkedIn isn't working. Send a carrier pigeon. Do something. But that's how you warm up that prospect or prospects. So, yeah, that's the tip of the day. I hope you're staying warm if you're in Chicago. If you're in, like, you know, Hawaii, I envy you drastically, but I will be in Miami starting Saturday, as well as into the Bahamas, so I'm very excited. So I gotta go do some research down in the Bahamas, if you know what I mean. Alrighty, well, and hit me up on social, and that's justnagel, just.nagel. You can also hit up the website, justnagel.com. Let me know what you think. Let me know how you warm up prospects when they go cold. And until next time, adios!